What up, guys? Welcome to episode 4 of the Life Experience Podcast. My name is Evan Aquino.
I'm Coral.
And today we have a very special guest. His name is Kelso.
What's up, y'all?
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Kelso. I'm 17. I go to Milton. Mm-hmm. I play basketball. And yeah, that's about it. And so, yeah.
Yeah, so Kelso goes to Milton. I used to go to Milton, so I knew Kelso since I was around kindergarten, so we've known each other for a long time. And he wanted to come and just talk today, you know? Yep. Like, what you been up to recently?
You know, I just got back from a year-long injury recently. I've been back to playing basketball, mm-hmm. and I just finished up with school. You know, I'm hyped for summer. And yeah, just been playing AAU and stuff.
How'd that, like, what was the injury?
My Achilles injury.
How did it affect you? Like, did you learn anything when you were like?
Oh yeah, I learned a lot. Like, it's like when you're recovering from injury, it's not just about, oh, you're doing the workouts and stuff. It's about like your diet, your sleep, your recovery. Like, everything has to be on point for you to get back and be healthy. There's a combination of me growing really fast and just me putting a lot of load on it. So.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be back after a few months, but then like the doctors didn't know what to do, so it ended up being a year. So, but I'm back now. I'm back playing.
So like, how has that diet change like affected you at all?
Oh yeah, 100%. So, my like trainer that was doing my rehab recommended that I stop eating sugar, stop eating processed foods, and within a month I was back playing. It wasn't all diet. Definitely like a lot of the exercises and stuff that I was doing was huge, but like eating bad food just doesn't help you at all.
And like you felt better, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Felt way more energy and stuff like that.
So me and Carl on the last episode, we were talking a lot about like nutrition today in America, especially that 1 out of 3 people are obese, right? And that's kind of crazy. Just think about it.
It's crazy.
And we talked a lot about how eating right, just not even a huge step, just like little foods, just again in the right direction, is just, it'll help you tremendously.
Huge, yeah.
So,
would you say that your like prior injury was your bad, like really bad, or was like a few cheats here and there? Like,
it wasn't so bad, but I mean, I've been trying to bulk for a while, so I kind of just eat whatever I see, you know. But now I'm kind of like redoing that, where just eating a lot healthier and eating more of it, and so
still trying to bulk them.
Yeah.
So I've heard a lot on like the healthy bulk versus just like just a normal bulk where people just eat whatever junk.
Yeah.
Do you think, have you seen better results now trying to be healthier?
Yeah, 100%. I've seen like me putting on more weight, like eating healthier. I don't get full and I don't feel bad as much, so I can eat more and it's better quality food.
So, you play basketball?
I do play basketball.
Right. How's that?
It's going all right, you know, I'm just getting back into things, tournaments and stuff.
You gonna try to play college basketball after high school?
We'll see, you know, I'm just trying to just focus on getting 100% and I just finished school, so I'm glad I'm done with that, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
What do you want to be? Like, what are you looking at? What colleges are you looking at?
Well, I want to major in kinesiology and exercise science.
What is that?
It's like injury rehab and like training and stuff like that, because like I feel like with my injury, if like a doctor had a lot more knowledge about what to do, I could have been back in like less than half the time.
Right.
So I want to help other people with that type of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I've thought about it. Like, I've always wanted to major in like health and science, just because, and I've actually watched a lot of doctors and nutritionists online.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
you know who Dr. Mike is, the YouTuber?
Is he super strong?
Yeah. So I watch him a lot, and I'm like, bro, I want to be a doctor when I grow up. And that's just like, cause he knows so much about the body, and as he said, you know, you're injured or sick, or you just know the right facts about your body that can help you recover quicker than just like anything, going to a doctor or anything else.
I was like, I saw like a really, not bad lower back injury, but I had like strained my lower back, hit it from baseball bat. And my mom, who's a physical therapist, she was like, well, I don't know what's going on. You know, you could have pulled something. You could have pulled, like, she was unsure. And I went to, like, my normal pediatrician or doctor. And she was like, well, I don't know. And then I ended up going to a sports chiropractor. And he played, he ran track and field in college and played basketball. He trained people for the Olympics. I think he might have even been in, like, one of the younger Olympic teams.
Oh, wow.
And that was just a big help because it was, you know, a sports guy with a sports guy. And that's all he works with. He's like 15-year-olds and older that suffer from sports injuries. And, you know, I mean, within like 3 weeks, I was back at 100% compared to where, you know, no one else really knew what was going on.
Yeah. So, like, that's similar to how I was. Like, I was going to all these doctors in person and, like, they're kind of just like, oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to play again without pain. And I'm like, oh, well. Like, I don't believe that.
Without pain.
I'm like, I don't believe that. There's got to be something that I can do. And so, like, it's weird because, like, everyone's like, oh, don't believe stuff on the internet, social media. It's, like, not always an accurate. But I actually hit up a guy on Instagram, a trainer, a Coach Mucci, and we, like, got on a call, and he and other Coach Nasser helped me out a lot more than any other in-person doctor. So, yeah.
You want to talk about your history with injuries?
Oh, shoot. I've had a lot of injuries.
Wait, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of it is, like, well, I feel like I'm doing better now, but, like, when I was younger, like, I wasn't really, like, a lot of people don't think about this, but, like, even, like, your diet, your, like, doing the right stuff in the weight room, like, your recovery, sleeping a lot, right. And, you know, and just me, like, I just wasn't as strong, and so when you're weaker, it's easier to get injured, and so I'm trying to correct all that stuff right now that definitely didn't help me a lot in the past.
Yeah, like, most of those gains are made through the kitchen. Like, it's not all just working out. If you're working out and not eating right, that's like, as you said in that one episode, your body's a machine. You're not feeding the right fuel.
100%.
It's going to fail. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I also feel like that's a big part, but not just working out in the weight room and stuff, but you have to do the right stuff. Like, there's so many athletes that lift like they're a bodybuilder, and they're going to,
like hurt them.
They're going to bench, like, 500 pounds, and it's like, you gotta lift like an athlete and recover like an athlete because that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
is
like
play sports.
You
gotta
eat like an athlete. I agree with that. I feel like a lot of football is a different sport. But, like, the programs that I've been with, whenever I get outside of a baseball or even a basketball workout, which is more agility, when I get into like football, more intense sports, I've noticed that the weightlifting isn't necessarily. For an athlete, it's more of like a bodybuilder because they're trying to train their guys to be tough, strong, and take pain. So.
One thing about football, you know, my mom's never let me play football. I've wanted to play football before, but I feel like, you know, it's more of injuries and negatives than positives for your lifespan.
Well,
like,
it all depends how you train.
I know, but I'm talking about when you play games and you're a football player, over time, I mean, you might be having fun, you might be having the best days of your life playing football with your guys, but the amount of times you get hit in football and, like, and hurt is over time, it builds up, and then, like, it just hurts you when you get older. Like, you might live short. Like, I've heard a lot of people get paralyzed, I've heard a lot of people get hurt, live shorter lives, have, like permanent head concussions or injuries. I mean,
I've heard that too.
That sucks because, like, football's such a fun sport.
Well, I feel like that goes back to taking care of your body and everything and stuff because I feel like I've heard a lot of football players have terrible injuries like CTE and stuff.
What's that?
It's like your brain, like, you don't remember stuff because you get hit so much.
Oh,
really? Yeah. And it's like. And then I also hear where people are like have all these issues and then they switch to the right training and right diet and then all the issues go away and they're just back to playing like they're
wait, so you said they're having those memory issues with their head?
No, not to that extent. They, like, once you're at that level, like...
It's, like, permanent. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
A lot of other sports, that doesn't really happen.
I mean, it comes with the territory, you know? Like, football's understood. It's a contact sport.
Yeah.
Odds you getting hurt because someone is trying to tackle you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the same thing with, like, boxing, UFC, MMA. You go down, they're all contact sports. It's going to happen. You're going to get injured. That's just the way this works. I don't think I know a football player that hasn't been injured.
Facts. 100%. Yeah.
And I'm not talking like, oh, I, you know, tweaked my neck or I tweaked my... No, like, I'm talking, like, serious.
Yeah.
I played with the buddies, it's like a freshman or a sophomore started varsity at like a 5A school for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
5A or 6A school, they went like to like the Elite Eight. And he was like their two-hole hitter. Great player, athlete, hard worker. And his 8th grade, going into like his freshman year, he got hurt playing football where he couldn't run and turn his back because of how bad he got hit. And he was out for like 3 months trying to recover. And now he's, I'm glad he was, you know, wasn't seriously disabled, but, you know. He ended up quitting football after that. He's like, I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, yeah, that's just unfortunate. Like, injuries, they ruin people's careers. I was watching this video on YouTube. Have you seen, that one guy? Usually, it was the college. It was, like, March Madness or something. I don't remember which team. It was one of the big teams. His, like, bone popped out of his leg. Kevin Ware, I think is the name.
That sounds familiar. I can't remember off the top of my head, though.
Oh, my gosh. Carl, so basically, I think he was going to defend someone when they were shooting,
right?
And he tripped or something, and it wasn't even, like, a bad trip. His bone, his shin, was out. Like, his bone was out. And literally, he was talking about... I don't know. I think it's definitely a bone, like, deficiency, like calcium.
Yeah.
His bones probably aren't, like, couldn't hold that.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. And he was saying, I remember, I was researching it, it was like, he didn't even feel it. Like, he was in shock or the adrenaline. He didn't even feel, like, that pain, okay. That how it looked.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean,
your body's response, because if you could feel it,
I know.
You go in panic.
Yeah, and then he immediately went, you know, to the hospital. And he went back to playing pro overseas basketball.
Actually,
he was a college player at the time, and he went to go sign multiple pro teams, and like he thrived. So I mean, I feel like it just depends. Like God's plan for you. If it's like an injury you can recover from, if it's not, I mean,
I think football is just tough at the end of the day. You know?
Yeah, it is tough.
It's a real sport. It's, you know, like I said, I don't know anyone who has gotten a serious injury, has played, and. You wait at the end of the day, like, is it really worth it? For some people, it is. For some people love it. I mean, they will play football up until they can't anymore, and they'll sit in the basement with NFL Sunday Pass and watch football. So, I mean, if you really love it, I get it, which is why I'm not like how you get rid of football. But, especially for younger kids, man, there are alternatives. I think flag football is great. My godfather's son, he just turned 10, and he has one of the best arms I've ever seen for baseball, for football. He's thinking of playing baseball, but he's football. And I mean, he was 30 yards out, hitting me in the chest with perfect spirals. I think this 2 years, at 8 years old.
Dang.
And so his parents put him in flag football, and he loves it. And he's always watching YouTube on how to throw a better. Dad, can you throw it? Dad, can we work on this? Dad, can we do it? All the time. And, but there's no reason to, like, put him in football with contact. To take
a seat, go to work. Do they have plans to put him in contact when he's older?
I think so. I think if he really likes it, I think they're considering, like, because see where he can go. But as of now, there's no reason. So many young kids are playing flag football. It's competitive. He's having fun. There's no real risk of, like, getting a serious injury. And then I know in California, I don't know if they ever passed it. I was in California last January. And I was reading they're banning football for kids under like 12. They couldn't play contact football.
That's crazy.
Where?
I don't know if they passed it in California.
California?
They're going to ban contact. I don't know if they passed it. I don't know if it was what happened with it because I didn't follow up with that after. But because of the injuries, young kids, they were seriously considering getting rid of Because like, I get if you're an older age, you know, you're getting an older kid, there's college football that can help. Because it can help people get scholarships, get them into colleges they never would have gotten into with injuries. You know, especially so for younger kids, I kind of get that. No reason to hurt them long term over.
Koso, so like, how's, are you enjoying high school? Like, how's high school and everything?
It's cool. It's all right, you know.
Are you looking forward to college?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely looking forward to college.
Would you say you made the most out of high school? Like, you enjoyed it? You wouldn't have any regrets around, like...
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a few things here and there that I'm like, oh, I should have done this, should have done that. But overall, it's been solid, you know. Just, I kind of wish, like, maybe, like, my freshman year or last year, like, my grades, like... I mean, obviously, everyone thinks that, oh, I could have gotten my grades slightly a little better, but yeah.
Yeah, so, Kelso's 17, I'm 16, Carl's 16. Carl's a freshman.
I just finished freshman year.
Me and Kelso just finished junior year. And, you know, you're kind of at the start. Yeah. So, like, what do you think? Are you looking forward to it? Are you kind of like, times went by, like, how are you feeling? You like high school?
I like high school. I was homeschooled for, like, 3 years, so coming into a, not a big high school, but bigger than what I was in, with a hybrid style, I like it a lot. I mean, I am looking forward to college. Right. I am looking forward to, you know, especially being a young male, have my own life, do my own thing. There's some pride in that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm looking forward to that, starting my career. But at the same time, I like it when, you know, my mom delivers my washed clothes in the laundry basket.
Yeah.
I like it when I don't have to worry about, is there food in the fridge? Is there toilet paper in the house? Things like that that I know I'm going to miss when I get older. My dad and I have had, like, some serious conversations about, like, what I'm going to do, what I want to do. Except talking to him about it. If I have advice, I go to my dad. And I was just talking to him. And he's like, when you come back from college, there is no, like, there's no house. Like, when I was a kid, my dad... You know, sent me out when I got a job. I went to somewhere to live after college. And same, you know, there's no reason to come back here. You're an adult, you know? That's what I feel like. Once the house is gone, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, you just gotta take, you gotta enjoy these times.
Can't take it for granted.
Upperclassmen's view, Unks view.
I'm almost as old as you.
I don't know. I would say that. You gotta enjoy those times. Like, you gotta go to prom, you gotta go to homecoming, because you're gonna look back, you're gonna say, man, I wish I went to those. Like, you don't want to have any regrets. You
know? That's what Evan and I were talking about yesterday, because he was looking at college, and like, oh, I really want to go to Tech, and he was talking about basketball. He's like, oh, I don't know if I want to play college, but I could play with like a team, but not
yeah,
a college
yeah.
team. I was like, I asked him, I was like, so if like a D2 or D3 college offered you a spot to play basketball, you'd be like, hey, look, you're gonna be our starting point guard, or starting shooting guard. And Georgia Tech gives you an offer. Say they're both going to cost you pay equally.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? What if they're both full reds? What if, you know, Georgia Tech, like, and he's like, well, I mean, I'd seriously consider it, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I would go.
I told him, I would think about that. It would be a hard decision because ever since I was younger, playing basketball in college or on a full ride or on a scholarship or on an offer.
Anything at all. Yeah.
An offer. I would want, like, some kind of offer, some, like, financial offer at least. Mm-hmm. But that's always been my dream. And then recently, Georgia Tech has even more been my dream because, you know, as we're moving to that next stage of life, look at colleges. I've looked at many colleges. Georgia Tech has been, like, perfect area. It's in the city. It's close. It's a great school. And it's just everything I want to study. It's just perfect for me. So I've been thinking about that a lot. If I would pursue basketball in college or focus on my academic standpoint and going to Georgia Tech. And maybe if it's that perfect, I could maybe even try out or walk on. Because I've seen many people walk on at big schools.
All that to say, like, the regrets, you know, I'm not gonna like regret, like, me, I want to play college ball because I don't want to, like, at the end of my career say, like, oh, if I had done this, I had done that, you know, hey, I went to UGA and got my degree and whatever, fill in the blank. But Georgia College, their D2, or Covenant College, offered me a full ride, their D3, you know, they offered me a full ride to go play college baseball, and I could have played college ball and got a D3.
Right.
Like, those are the grounds for me. And of course, being a kid, you know, being a young athlete, everyone wants to play at the next level.
Yeah, obviously.
So, like, that's why it's always a dream. So that's why, you know, when you said regrets, I thought, you know, some people have regrets of, like, the grades, especially, or, like, some people have regrets of, like, sports. I, you know, I don't want to have those regrets. I know that you guys probably feel the same about it.
I think
so. Yeah.
I think that, you know, going on regrets, I lost my train of thought.
I say something. So, like, interesting about playing sports in college. So, my dad, he had a few, like, D2, D3 offers for basketball coming out of high school.
Really?
But he said, no, he just wanted to go to Georgia, and he thought he could walk on the team, and he got cut, but he had a great time going to Georgia, just a normal student. He loved it. But, like, he says, like, sometimes he regrets, like, not playing at those smaller schools and just playing as long as he could.
Did he play intramural or, like, club teams in college?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I do know, like, Georgia, like, if you want to stay here in Georgia, they offer a lot of good scholarships.
Oh, yeah, Hope and Zell.
I mean, those are available for almost anybody.
Yeah, like, that's...
If you get above 1,200 or, like, a 3.5 GPA.
It's like, it's 3.5 GPA. There's some that don't even pick the SAT. You know, so there's a lot to be said for that. You know, those cover, I think Hope covers, like, 90% or...
It's not 90, it's close to that, though. And Zell's, like, 100%.
Every tuition. Yeah. I mean, that's great.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I've been a Georgia fan my whole life, and I've always wanted to go to Georgia. But, like, since I've been researching, like, since I want to study exercise science, kinesiology, actually Florida has a really, really good program for that.
Really?
And so, but the thing is, out of state, no scholarships, that's a lot of money, so... I want to start, like, at an in-state school, whether it's Georgia College, Georgia, or something like that, and then I can make some money, like, get good grades, and then transfer in there.
Yeah.
That would be, like, the ideal opportunity.
A lot of people have been taking that route. Like, I see a lot of my friends, a lot of people I know that are in college now that are going to smaller schools and then transferring to their dream schools. And, like, Florida, man, that's really good. That they've really... become like a sub Ivy school, I've heard.
Yeah.
You've gotten it really good. Yeah.
I should get my SAT up.
What is it, if you don't mind?
I've taken it twice, and my best score is 1180, which isn't that good, but I'm taking it in June. Hopefully, I'll get my score up a lot.
Is that the last time you're taking it?
Yeah.
I'm also taking it in June.
But can you not take your senior year?
You can.
You can, but like, this will be my third time, so. Mm-hmm.
But Carl, so, like, dude, you notice how you don't have to worry about that SAT, ACT, or, like, looking toward colleges, right?
I mean, the only thing I don't have to worry about is the looking toward colleges. I've already taken a few pre-SATs and ACT studies, things like that, because I do want to get a good score, just because I think it makes life a little bit easier having, you know, a decent SAT score with a good GPA. So I've looked into that stuff, but touring colleges... like I said, colleges can't even necessarily reach out. Yeah, they can't reach out to people in sophomore year.
Oh, yeah,
because
that's
of
true.
The limit. So with that, yeah, it makes it a lot easier because I don't have to worry about offers or anything, you know, if I get any, until, you know, I'm older.
But
so that's a benefit.
I'm trying to say, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you can worry about it right now, but you're not as, like, focused on as us. So I'm just trying to tell you, like, enjoy... high school. I know high school's not over for us, but coming from someone who's a rising senior, me and Koso, I think I can speak for us.
Yeah.
Bro, high school's like the best, and I know you understand this because we've talked about it before, but high school is the best years of your life. You gotta like really, really enjoy it. And it goes by like...
I don't know about best years.
Yeah, I was like, it's not
about best years.
Okay, well, some of the best years.
For sure.
You gotta
agree. I agree, some of the best. I mean,
and it goes by like
elementary school's the best. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Nap time.
Preschool was fire.
Dude.
I know, but
wheels on the bus went hard.
Brain development for males isn't until 25 to 27, and women it's around 22.
I'm saying, but I'm trying to say, you figure out what you want to do in college, like
once college you figure yourself out, not in high school.
I'm saying it goes by like this, and all these relationships and friends that you make, like you might never see them again. Like, after high school. So I'm just saying, like, enjoy it, you know?
I am enjoying it, dude. That's why I reclassed, man. That's why I'm a freshman. I am enjoying it. I'm having so much fun, I wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm enjoying it. I definitely have looked at colleges a lot more than most of the freshmen I know. Because I already know what I kind of want to do. I'm already working towards a plan, so. But, like, for me, like, I know you really want to go to Georgia Tech. I don't want to go to an Ivy League or sub-Ivy League school just because they don't have a degree that I want. I don't want a big degree.
What do you
want
to study?
Business. Business, maybe economics, and then minor in, like, theology and journalism. It's like,
oh, wow.
Just nothing crazy.
Dang, you really look into it.
Just because I want to come out, I've already started my dad... My best friend and I have started our own business.
What is it called? You want to shout it out?
It's called Alch Croken. We make baseball bats. We make wooden baseball bats. So the Instagram is at Alch Croken. And,
I'm sorry. What's so funny?
You gotta edit that out.
No, that's wrong footage. Right. So for some reason Evan thinks out stroking is funny, but you know, when baseball, someone's hitting good, they're stroking the ball, man. They're seeing the ball, they're stroking.
Yeah, 100%.
So, but no, so we make wooden baseball bats, and so I want to come out of college with hopefully play college baseball degree, minimum business, because my friend and I have been talking about it. I'm really committed to it. Come out, make baseball bats, and start a baseball organization. Work with kids. I know that, like, when you mentioned about the doctor, that kind of influenced you with your injury, how long it took, influenced you to want to go and into that field so you can help people and they don't have to experience, like, more treatment or just, you know, someone with more experience that understands it. That's kind of why I want to coach, because I've been around good coaches, I've been around, you know, some really bad coaches.
Yeah.
So with that, I want to be a good coach. I've noticed how much in my life and in my friends' lives their coaches have been. Mm-hmm. I've seen people quit baseball because their coach is bad, and I've seen people get so much better at baseball almost for no reason because they love their coach. It caused them to love the game more and really dedicate to it, and their coach helped them out a lot. Yeah. So for me, that's what I want to do, because I know that, like, people's lives can change just by how good a sports coach is for them, especially young males.
Oh, yeah.
Sports is a really important thing.
Yeah, going back to your business, I like how you started that, because I feel like a lot of kids our age, 16, 17, teenagers, they're spending their time with, like, girls. Well, I mean, like,
just doing stuff, but, like, that's not going to have a lot of return on investment, you know?
Right.
Like,
and
I'm not saying just don't have fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously like, have fun, but
work towards a
goal. Like, it's fun to work towards a goal.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like a lot of people are just, like, kind of wasting their time away, being lazy during the summer.
Yeah.
And creating that business, creating this podcast, and just starting things early as a kid will help you develop. You'll get to learn more as you get older, and it was, like, help you get into the real world. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think there's a lot to be learned, you know, being young, being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying, like, getting in trouble, but getting in trouble, learning from your mistakes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot to be learned from that. Have fun. But, you know, what's, like, for me, like, I don't play video games much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed myself being able to get off my phone more. And it's been, like, last night I was sitting on the couch drawing out a baseball bat in the program that I have. And instead of, like, sitting there playing Xbox, I was, you know, working on something.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, what benefit is that Xbox going to give you? I'm not saying don't play. I like it, you know. I'm going to be the show guy. But when I notice, like, myself and my friends start to spend so much time, where it's like, I have free time, I'm going to play Xbox. Is that really helping you? Or, I have free time, you know, I'm going to draw baseball at it. I can do this, I can do that. So that's what, you know, my dad's really helped with that. My mom's really helped with that. They've always been people that, you help me stay focused on my goals, always supported me. So that's, you know, I couldn't have done it without my parents. Couldn't, you know, be where I am today without them. But it has been a big help and a big change in my life to be able to get away from the screens, to be able to get away from the time fillers. And if I'm going to fill my time, fill it with something more productive.
Yeah, 100%. That's awesome.
Yeah, like, you think of all the time that you spend on your phone or electronics or social media.
Yeah.
And then you can convert it to how much time you can be doing what you love or
just working on
improving
something.
Yeah.
Even like you did tell something. I know it's like a small thing, like your diet. It's like you just eat something quick that's junk, you have some extra time.
I started learning how to cook and stuff.
Yeah, that's huge.
I have a question for y'all. What are y'all like main plans and goals this summer? Start with you, Evan.
Oh man. So I'm going on a lot of college tours. I'm going to NC State, I think North Carolina, Clemson, I think. And there's a bunch of college tours. I'm doing a basketball camp, college camp for Emory. Because that's one of my top choices besides Georgia Tech. Emory is such a great school. So if I could play basketball there, that would be great. As I said, you know, if I could walk on at a school or even, because I would love to walk on Georgia Tech. But going to Emory, because that's D3 or D2, and playing there while still getting that academic
degree, yeah.
Like, it would just be great. So I would really love to show out there. I'm going on vacation, which is cool. We haven't been on one in a while. It's just a clears your mind. And I would love to grow this podcast. I'm also creating an app called Scholaring.
Actually?
Yeah. And that creates, that helps kids like high schoolers find academic scholarships for college for free.
Dang. Okay.
So I'm working on it. It's not like in the making, or it's in the making, but it's not like established yet, but I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm just trying to get training, get ready for my senior year, my senior basketball season. Yeah, I'm just getting ready. Yeah.
How about you, Carl?
Just trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, playing baseball, trying to grow the company, you know. And just stay focused.
Yeah.
Have fun, but work towards the goal.
Yeah, gotta have fun.
I feel like there's so much that if you're dedicated to something and you really start working toward it, you'll reach that goal, but I feel like taking breaks and having vacation, having like that free time, as we said, like video games, it's good for your mind.
There's recovery in everything, not just physical. You know, there's a reason there's cheat days and diets. There's a reason there's recovery days and rest days. Recover, rest, have that fun. You know, be that kid during the summer. Especially, you know, you guys going into your senior year, still have fun,
but like work on stuff that's gonna make you have more fun in the future.
Yeah.
Not just right now. You know, because you can play a bunch of video games right now, have a great time. Then like, oh shoot, I just spent my whole day playing video games, haven't got anything done. But if you maybe you do some you're interested in, or maybe some things that you're not interested in, but you know it'll pay off then in a few months, and you'll be like, wow, I'm really glad I did this.
Yeah,
I'm doing something this summer, a camp called Camp Highland. Yeah, so I could also do it with me 1 year. It's an overnight camp out in LJ, where for a week you meet new people, you spend time with Christ, and it's just great because you have a lot of fun. It's just basically like a hideaway for a bunch of kids that can just spend time with God and just bond, and like, and you form like a family over there, and I feel like that's it's a break. Like, you need that break. You know what I'm saying? And like, as high schoolers, I feel like a lot of people are going through a lot. Like, basketball, health, fitness, and school.
Yeah,
it's just like, we're all busy, and I feel like that's something we really need. And, yeah. Okay, anything else to say?
It's a great podcast today.
Might be a little bit edited, but...
Yeah.
Head out the outstroke.
Your dog barking.
But yeah, I'm happy that y'all joined us today for episode 4 with Kelso Hine and Colin McCook. It was a great episode. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And Yeah.
See you next
time. Peace. See you next time.